We are joined now by Representative Kat Kamek. She's Republican in Florida. Welcome, Congresswoman. How are you this afternoon?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I am distressed. I'm distressed by these shootings that have taken place in the country. I'm distressed by this baby formula crisis. And you did something, and I'm so happy that you did it. You brought to light something that American citizens, a lot of them, were distressed over. Correct me if any of this is wrong. From my understanding, from what I read, a Border Patrol agent or agent with Border Patrol sent you a picture of stocked shelves in some of the facilities where we house illegal immigrants. He was, as I read, a grandfather, and he questioned why his children could not find baby formula for their child on the shelves in America, but yet in these facilities they were stocked to the brim. And you put, you had pictures and you showed the American people pictures of what these stock shelves looked like, correct?
That's correct.
All hell broke loose. Okay, so what we've heard after that is anyone that questions how this can happen is morally evil. How dare we suggest that illegal immigrants should go without something when just because American people are going without something? And then we also had reports that this didn't happen. This was all a bunch of lies. Can you tell us what happened?
So just as you said, last week I received the text messages with the photos from Border Patrol. And it wasn't just one Border Patrol agent, but I had text messages from a few. And I communicate with them regularly. As a member of the Homeland Security Committee, I'm in regular contact. And when I posted these photos, like you said, all hell breaks loose. The White House, CNN, every liberal outlet you can of Washington Post gives me four Pinocchios. Oh, this is a lie. Republicans are insinuating that we want babies at the border to starve. There's no formula shortage. They said all these crazy things. But the fact remains that, yes, because I went over the weekend to prove a point, hopped on a plane on Saturday, was in the processing facility in McAllen, Texas on Sunday morning, touring those very same supply stores that are attached to the processing facility, as well as had them take me to the warehouses that are off-site. And I say warehouses, plural, because there's more than one. And these warehouses are stocked to the brim with not just formula, but diapers and wipes and clothing for infants, toddlers, young adults, men, women. One warehouse had just pallets of flip-flops. I mean, everything and anything you could ever want was in these warehouses. And it's food, it's formula, it's all of it. And as I'm talking to the Border Patrol agents, they were not hiding anything, but they were being very direct and clear. Yes, we have been stockpiling these items. And we have been stockpiling them in advance of Title 42 going away. It's been the directive from Washington, D.C. and Homeland Security headquarters. Yes, there is much more out. There have orders already been placed. And if you drive miles down the road to the local Target, as I did on Saturday night, there is three cans of Enfamil and 17 bottles of Similac. The rest of the shelves are empty. So talking to Border Patrol agents, they say it's very frustrating. This entire thing has been incredibly frustrating. We've never seen it this bad. But as a father, as a mother, I'm stocking this formula for these kids. They're in our custody. We'll take care of them, of course. But I can't even get formula for my own kids down the road. That's not right. That is not right. And the other thing is that we know that this is the crisis is of Biden's doing. His own FDA shut down the largest manufacturer of baby formula in the country without a plan to backfill the 43% they make up of the market share. That is irresponsible, and it needs to be rectified immediately. They own baby formula crisis in more ways than one.
Now, let me just address something that you said, and let's tie this loop together. Title 42, and we have been talking about that on this program for months. Title 42, the Biden administration has been openly pondering not doing it. Every day you can see, if you look on social media, people are snapping pictures of the surge of immigrants that are already coming through our open borders. What is expected if Title 42 is allowed to fold? This was the Trump-era policy to keep people in place in Mexico because of COVID restrictions. If this is not in place, what is estimated to happen this year is that we will have more illegal immigrants penetrating our borders than at any other time in American history. There are some estimates that say in 1 year alone, we could be looking at 6,400,000 illegal immigrants crossing the border, and the surges are already taking place. They are coming in from Nicaragua. There is a program that Cuba has installed with Nicaragua to fly people, undesirables from Cuba, over into Nicaragua. From Nicaragua, they make their way through Mexico to the United States. There is a large influx from Venezuela, as well as influxes from as far away as African nations, because they are all aware of the policy, and they see this as a chance to finally get into America. So the Biden administration knows this, and as you said, they are preparing for a massive surge. This all fits into place, does it not?
100%. I mean, when you're looking at policy that is going to, and their estimates are, have 18,000 a day, 18,000 illegals a day at our border, and keep in mind we lose operational control at 3,000 a day, so we will be completely overrun. They've already lowered the standards for processing into our country. I stood there just over the weekend on Sunday in the processing facility and watched as agents were putting these ankle monitors onto people. And I said, you know, okay, so they're getting this ankle monitor. How long are you going to be able to track them? They said average 30 minutes. They said we find most of them cut off right outside the bus stop. Keep in mind that that bus stop airplane that they're getting on is paid for by we, the taxpayers. And so when you have a facility like Donna that's costing $20 million just to operate, not pay for the salaries of Border Patrol, but just for supplies and to operate $20 million a month. And this year alone, we've seen 71 different nationalities just this year. Over 151 different nationalities came across our border last year. Tell me that this doesn't add up to a bigger issue that the Biden administration is pushing, which is the agenda of dependency and control. They want people dependent on big government programs so that they, the Democrats, the liberals, can maintain control. That's all this was ever about. And they recognize that they are losing Hispanics. They're losing the Black community. They're losing middle-class America because they have become the party of the political elites, the limousine liberals, the Wall Street folks. They are so out of touch. And so this, to them, they think is vote. I believe that this is a plan because when you look at HR 1 with HR 4, the two initiatives that they had to beef up voting, so-called voting rights, which in reality was more of a federalization of our voting system, they included in the language that you didn't have to be a U.S. citizen to vote. So if you're bringing in 1.7 million people and they're looking at potentially 2.8 million by the time midterms roll around, let me tell you, that makes a difference. I mean, elections have been decided by far less. Look no further than in Iowa, Marionette Miller Meeks, her race was decided by 6 votes. Claudia Tenney in New York, I think it was 28 votes. Our own Ron DeSantis, I think it was 6,000 votes was the gap between he and the Democrat. This is yep. going to have profound repercussions if we don't get our heads wrapped around this. And the fact that you have 32 Democrats in the House and 11 Democrat senators and senators saying to Biden that no, Title 42 has to stay. This is the last thing that we have in place. and they're still forging ahead tells you that this has never been about doing the right thing. It's never been about protecting Americans. It is about the political agenda that the Biden administration is trying to push. That's all it is at the end of the day, and we see right through it.
Representative Kamik, you have done an amazing job informing the American people as to what is going on with this baby food crisis. This all belongs on the Biden administration's head, and they need to come clean and deliver answers to the American people. You have proven that you were truthful with the information that you have given the American people as to what's happening with the facilities for illegal immigration and the stockpiling of baby formula while it is not on the shelves of American stores. And now you have just tied all of this in to the bigger picture, which concerns the national security threat that we are facing from open borders. Thank you so much. We'd like to have you back when we have more time.
Absolutely. I look forward to it. Thank you for covering it.